listener exclusive. It's Triple
M Breakfast. Matt Collins for Breakfast, the podcast edition.
G'day, Matt Collins from Triple M Brekkie, and it is a pleasure to hang out with you on the podcast edition for this, our weekly chat with Griffith Mayor Doug Curran. We give him a hard time after he got a little bit tongue-tied during the ordinary council meeting last week, and a rare compliment for council from one of our Triple M listeners. Let's hear from the mayor. Down out, Maroon 5, it is 12 to 8. Riverina MIA's 963 Triple M. Matt Collins for your brekkie. Good morning to you. Great to hang out with you this morning. Stick around till 9 o'clock. We are doing our celebrity mumbles after 8 o'clock. If you can tell me who our celebrity mumbler is today, you'll grab a double pass to join me for Matt's morning tea this Thursday morning. We're going to have a lovely coffee and a chat and go to the movies together. Looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to this segment now with Griffith Mayor right in the studio. Doug Curran, good morning to you, sir.
Morning, Matty. How are you, mate?
Going all right. What a great day we had yesterday at the netball.
Sensational day. Great start to autumn. Beautiful weather. And, netball. Absolutely huge congratulations to Griffith Netball Association. Just an absolutely spot-on day.
Well, you actually mentioned the netball, Mr. Mayor, in the ordinary meeting last week. Now, this came to my attention. A big fan of the show and this very segment said, "Oh, you don't." It didn't come from me, this person said. I said, "Okay." She said, she or he. Just narrowed it down. No, we will not share names, of course. They said, just go back and watch the ordinary meeting. So I did just that, Mr. Mayor. And I've got to say, you got stuck on one word during the ordinary meeting.
I did.
This week, didn't you? Let's have a little listen.
Do we have to?
Today, the 2nd of March at Griffith Central from 2:30 to 3:30. The event on Sunday, I think, had 7 tickets available today. They're probably gone now, so primarily it's sold out. Water polo is on again this Friday night at 6:15 at the pool for anyone that's interested. March is endometriosis. This is a stitch up. We're not putting big words on the mayor's update list anymore. So it's that month.
This is you get stitched up all the time, Mr. Mayor. What's going on?
The worst thing was I read it beforehand and I went, "Yeah, I got that. That's not too bad." But when you're sitting there and you've got a page full of words to read out, you get caught on one word, and the more you get into the one word, the more it sticks to you. So yeah, that was endometriosis month is a very important month for people that suffer that.
One more time.
Oh, I'm not doing it again.
You're not doing it?
No way.
Endometriosis?
Yeah, well, that's right.
Is that the one?
Yeah, but the Midas is in there somewhere, and either that or they've further stitched me up and written it wrong, so just to make
it
even worse.
What it was.
No.
The Midas touch is
what you might have had.
Well, look, you mentioned then the netball, of course. We want to talk a bit more about that, but we had a caller phone in this morning, and that's not unusual for someone to ask a question of the mayor. We have access to you every week, so that they're taking advantage of that. Well, Glenys phoned in this morning. Triple M, good morning.
Hello, Matt.
Yes.
Hello, this is Glenys speaking from Yenda.
G'day, Glenys.
How are you going?
Going all right. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. I was wondering if you could pass on a message to the mayor, please.
Please go for it.
Just to say to him, I don't know who was responsible, but...
Now, at that point, Mr. Mayor, you think, where is this going?
Well, yeah.
I often think that. I can only imagine what you must think when you get a phone call like that.
This is interesting. We haven't even discussed this, so this is new to me as well.
You might be pleasantly surprised.
Oh,
Glenys goes on to say...
Very good.
The road has been mowed on either side of the road, all the way from Yenda through to Bilbangra, and it looks great. And it's, it just makes everything look so much better when you're driving off to Griffiths and you've got a nice clean road on either side. And yeah, just a little thing, but I thought, if they don't know that we appreciate it, they might not
hang on, Glenys, are you saying something nice about council? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Just feel your forehead for me.
Oh, no, I'm fine, thank you.
a rare compliment for council, Mr. Mayor. Are you surprised?
No, I'm not. We actually get quite a lot of compliments, to be honest. We absolutely cop some criticism, and a lot of it's warranted. I got an email yesterday about a block in Prod Street that needs a little bit of attention, and we'll get on to that. But it is great to hear that we do some things right. And the amount of people that will approach me when I'm getting coffee or grabbing some lunch or I'm down the street that say, listen, this was really good or that was really good. You and I were both at the netball yesterday. The feedback that I've had from a lot of people is that it was a great event, well supported by council, and that is one of the reasons that we built a $25 million stadium was to try and attract things like that. And on the weekend, it was announced that we'll get Little Athletics State Carnival in 2025 out there. So there's another 1,000 competitors that will get to the event.
And their families.
And their families. So 1,000 competitors becomes 2,500 people. And then our locals get to take advantage of home ground as well. So it's starting to do exactly what we wanted it to do. And I just also want to put a call out to yourself for your excellent work yesterday. It was well received, and I thought it just went off perfectly. I hope Griffith Netball Association financially were really successful.
Yeah, exactly right. And look at the... It's all good and well, bums on seats, and there was 900 or so people there in attendance. But the live stream, Mr. Mayor, that was going on went out. The Wagga one went out to 50,000 odd viewers. There's every chance that the numbers aren't out yet for the Griffith game yesterday, but there's every chance they would have been similar numbers showcasing our region.
That's exactly right. And we had comments made by some of the players even there that they wish they had that sort of facility in Sydney and the areas that they went. I sat with the chair of Netball New South Wales, and yeah, she said 25,000 people watched it live and 35,000 watched it in replay. So 60,000 people watching the Wagga event. I'd hope that we'd get sort of similar numbers for Griffith. It was a great game, 62-60 to the Giants, and
down to the wire.
Yeah, it was great. It was that super 5 minutes at the end is a great concept, and you can see the strategy behind it. And yeah, 900 people in there, and some really good feedback that we've got already.
Well, speaking of feedback, I grabbed a bit of audio from that live stream. Laura Elliott, now she's the operations manager with the Giants, and she had this to say about the Riverina.
It's been a great couple of days in the Riverina region. Some of the girls travelled down on Thursday for a clinic in Wagga. Obviously, Friday night's game in Wagga alongside some school visits, and then a packed day yesterday in the Griffith community with shopping centre appearance and some more clinics before a lovely dinner at Giuseppe's last night.
Well, you've already got a good stranglehold in the area, of course, with the Footy Academy being here for more than a decade, closer to 15 years now, so... There is a bias to the area towards the orange.
There certainly is. The Giants love Griffith, Mr. Mee.
Yeah, that was the feedback we got. I was lucky enough to go to dinner with them on Saturday night and spoke with the coach and the general manager, the captain, quite a few players, and they loved it. They love being here, and there was discussion about coming back again next year and some other things that I'm sure Griffith Netball Association will be able to call out what's going on for them as well.
Yeah, well done. All in all, very, very positive for our region. It was great to be a part of it. Let's turn the page to some other things, Mr. Mayor, and the Pioneer Park event that's coming up soon, still chasing volunteers.
Absolutely. Like every organisation, we need volunteers. We've got the Good Friday. We have our main action day at Griffith Pioneer Park, and any volunteers, whether it be an hour or 2 hours, the whole day before the event, it's really good to be a part of. We get a lot of families up there. They have a really good day. The train goes around all day. There's food and drinks, and you get to see what Griffith was like 100 years ago. So, yeah, if you've got a little bit of time on Good Friday, there's a lot happening over Easter. There's the Easter party on, and if you could lend an hour or a couple of hours, that would really benefit us and the community, I think.
That Pioneer Park event, all those things from 100 years ago, I think some of my jokes are there too.
Maybe some of your jokes, but maybe some of our relatives too, because there's some people up there that look a little bit ordinary, let's say. So maybe that's just on you and me.
Okay. The Easter party is from the
28th. No, you didn't like that one?
I'm not touching that. Oh, 28th to the 31st of March, of course. Goodness me, so many events going on. And these brochures are all over Griffith and beyond at the moment.
That's exactly right, yeah. The The tourism team have done a great job. There's so much on the Blood, Sweat and Beers Festival, the Vintage Festival. There's some great events on at the wineries. There's so much on that if you don't read the brochure, you will miss something. So please grab a brochure if you see them at any of the shops.
The fun runs as well.
Yeah, shan't be doing that. But anyway, thanks for pointing out that. That was really good of you. But yeah, there is honestly so much on, and it's a beautiful time of year in Griffith. You can see the weather this morning's great. Autumn's kicked off with a bang, and I think we're going to have a really good week and a really good month.
That is for sure. Mr. Mayor, as always, great to have you in. Griffith Mayor Doug Curran, we love your work. Just one more time, that long word.
Thank you. I think that's the long word you're looking for. Have a great day and a great week, and I'm not going there. Thank you.
Waking up in West Wyalong, it's Matt Collins for breakfast on 963 Triple M.
A listener exclusive.